And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you're having a great day. Currently 51 degrees here. It's kind of like the calm before the storm happening a little bit later on today. And joining us from USD 445, we're talking to Michael Spear this morning. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Kyle. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. It's good to have you in studio today, and we're just going to talk about a few things going on over at USD 445, and definitely one of the first things I want to ask you about, obviously, what people see quite a bit of going on over there is quite a bit of construction going on over at both schools right now, correct?
That is correct. We've got a little bit going on there. Let me tell you just real quickly what's happening at the high school. Currently inside, we've moved down to where we're remodeling the classrooms and things like that into some offices to make a safe, secure entrance area. So that's going on the west side of that. We've also got like a teacher workroom and some things, you know, and some amenities and whatnot there. And then we've got the old offices are being remodeled into classrooms. So when you drive by at night and you see some lights hanging and things like that in there, that's what's taking place inside. Sheetrock is starting to go up inside there so people can actually get a visual of what this is going to look like, those spaces. Then in the gymnasium mezzanine area, there's a lot of construction going on there. We're looking at our new store NATO and concession stands, and one of the things that we're very excited about, I mean, not that we're not excited about those things, but that we're going to have the elevator that's going to be in there. That elevator is going to be able to allow people to access not only the fitness center, but finally the mezzanine area of that gymnasium. So, you know, that's going to be a great addition.
Especially if you like to sit, you know, higher up when you're watching the game. Some people like to sit up a little higher up, and that'll be a great thing, right?
You know,
there.
Several years ago, I was at a volleyball game, and these kind of stories get to you. But there was a gentleman in a wheelchair, and he was there to watch his granddaughter play volleyball. But the only access that we had, because during the volleyball games, you know, the bleachers are pushed back and everything else, he could only sit on the floor. And see, and then he had to roll back and forth. And he had commented to me at that time, it'd really be nice if I could go up and sit in the mezzanine area and watch my granddaughter play. And, you know, it's for those reasons that we're taking care of business that way.
Absolutely. And it's definitely, like you say, a great addition, but also the store NATO that right there in the gym. I mean, you can just get your stuff while the game is still going.
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be a very unique experience. It's a tremendous gym and everything else. It's the arena style, but you're going to have the concession stands there. You're going to have the store NATO. So you're getting your popcorn. You could get some gear and things like that all the while the game is going on. But the biggest thing on the store NATO is not really the selling of the materials and things like that. It's that educational component that we want. We want students to understand business and how it works, running a store, the aspects of, you know, payroll and inventory and things like that, online sales and everything. So that's the biggest key. But it is going to be really neat in conjunction with, you know, the railings, the bleachers, of this. It's going to change that whole atmosphere.
Well, yeah, I mean, and just like, you know, basketball in high school level is supposed to be an educational, you learn sportsmanship and stuff like that. But that like you said, that's a really good thing, you know, teaching like the business side of something where you kind of, it's a lot more than just, hey, we got shirts and we're selling them. That's a lot. There's a whole lot
there's
more
a whole
behind
lot
that
more
whole
to
process.
It. That is
so,
right.
So it's a good educational process for the students as well, because I'm guessing students work that store.
Yes. Yeah. That is the intent. We're still into the development piece. I'm asking questions all the just about every day. Where is this curriculum piece at? What are we doing with that? But that's the goal. The students are running it as the educators and everything else. We're just kind of helping them to see where this is, you know, the pitfalls and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, but it'll be great.
Absolutely. So. It is a great thing. And obviously coming up tomorrow, we're going to have some massive amount of snow. Now, obviously no closings have been announced yet because it hasn't happened yet. So
right.
You never know what's going to happen. But if it does happen where school has closed tomorrow, what is the process in which you guys get to where you announce school closings and kind of what gets to that level, because there's lots of different things that got to go on before you close school for the day.
Absolutely. There's many factors that we take a look at, and we start well ahead of the weather systems that are coming in. So we've already had discussions. What if scenarios and things like this, if this comes in, if that comes in. So our first and foremost thing is we look at the safety of the students. The students that are riding the buses, the students that are walking, what is going on? Can we get the students safely to school? We know once we get them to school and everything else, then, that's good. We've also got the concern of, we got to make sure we can get them home. So that's another aspect. But typically, we start a day or two before, kind of monitoring, kind of getting our plans together, get everybody on board. And then it really starts hitting the night before, like this is supposed to come in tomorrow kind of thing. So we start looking early in the morning when that first snowflake, ice chunk, whatever falls. We're out driving the roads. Typically, this is around 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We're driving those roads. We're communicating with area superintendents as well, saying, hey, what are you guys looking at? What do you think? I'm in constant contact with First Student, my transportation director, Erica Friel. Can the buses travel safely? Because they have to go down the gravel roads, the county roads, things like that. Making sure those are safe. And then we're just looking at the conditions of the road. We've got, several students who walk to school. We're thinking about, what's wind chill factors doing? What's this all doing? So there's a very complicated piece. It's not just, I think it's going to be cold tomorrow, so, this is what we're going to close school or something kind of thing. We got to put a lot of thought into it. And then there are other criteria and requirements with the state that we've got to meet and match. And, so hopefully we try to make that decision just as soon as we possibly can to give parents enough time to, have child care for their students and, so they can get to work. And it's a mess.
And I remember when I went to school, there was one time where they closed school, but there was no snow at the start of the day. And you had, some parents that were angry. They said, why did you close school? There's no snow. But by the end of the day, during this, what would have been the school day, there was 6 inches of snow on the ground at that point. And so they made the right call to close it before it actually happened.
And I can think of several incidences, just exactly what you're saying. I can also think of the reverse. We're supposed to get, a foot of snow and everything else, and the sun shines brightly all day long. Right. And it's like, sometimes you gotta call it, and you gotta look at, what's the information coming to you, and you make the best call that you can. But like I said, the first thing we look at is the safety of the students,
right.
And if that means we're gonna end up calling something because it's the safety of the kids, and it doesn't end up snowing, we still made the right call. It was with the students in mind.
So another question I've always wondered about, because now that there's the ability to remote learn, is there times when school may be called off in person, but it could be a remote day, or would it just be an off day completely?
In the inclement weather and everything else, it would just be schools closed.
Okay.
There's the remote learning and everything else. One, there are some criterias that are put on us that, we can't just go to remote learning and everything else. The high school and the middle school have actually used their remote learnings when some COVID numbers increased enough and we did our protocols there. But trying to, in a short amount of time, less than 24 hours, trying to say everybody's going to do some remote or something like that, that's just, it just doesn't work very well.
It's just kind of a headache, so just school's closed.
It is, school's closed. The only thing we have to make sure of is that on our calendar, we do have a requirement we have to meet 1,116 hours for it to count as a school year. And so, those are some things that I monitor closely to make sure that are the students actually meeting the requirement time by the state and everything else. So anytime you cancel school for inclement weather, it impacts those total hours that the students are there. So we've got to make sure that they're long enough. Otherwise, we end up going in you know, the summertime.
Right. So
that's not very popular.
I imagine not. But are there also some built-in snow days into the calendar just to kind of, just in case something like this happens?
That is, yes. Currently there is. We've got a few days that are in there. It kind of varies a little bit because we've got a couple of different groups we got to deal with. We've got our ELC students. Their requirements are a little bit different. We've got our seniors. Their requirements are a little bit different. But overall, there's a few days that are built in just in case these things happen. Then we can make that decision. We don't have to sit there and worry about, you know, no, I'm not going to close school because we've got to go. We've got some time built in. If we need to call it and we move forward.
Absolutely. So again, talking about several different things this morning, of course, the construction going on. One of the cool things that's going on behind the middle school, yep, is the gymnasium going.
Absolutely.
Up, and it's going up pretty quickly.
It is. We've got sheeting going up on the sides. We got the roof side piece going on. So you're going to see a lot of that really take shape. It's going to look like a gym. Before it was just a big metal structure sitting out there and, you know, kind of thing. That is going to be really neat. It's going to allow a lot of opportunities for our students that we currently don't have, both, you know, on the athletic side of things, but also on the physical education side of things. So we're, you know, I'm pretty excited. That's one of the things that we've needed for a long time. Just to have, you know, that gym on site.
Yeah. Cause as of right now, like middle school students right now, they have to go over to the elementary school to practice right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, and it's a very detailed schedule that they have. So, you know, if games are played at the high school, then the high school, they go and they move here, or the middle school, they go over to CE and practice, or they're practicing really, really late at night or really, really early in the morning because there's games and, you know, mm-hmm, whatnot. This is going to allow those practices to continue, you know, right there on site while
closer.
The games are happening. Yeah, it's going to be good. So,
all right. So lots of great things going on over at USD 445. And Michael, we appreciate you coming on today. If anybody does have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Stop by the board office, 615 Ellis. You can give us a call, 252-6400. Our email address is there. You can email us whichever way. But, you know, the best thing is, you know, if you have a question, just ask us. We'll tell you what's going on. You can also go to the website and see pictures of the construction inside, outside, you know, things like that. And there's lots of information on there about schedules and events and, you know, you name it. So,
all right. Well, again, Michael, I appreciate you coming on this morning, talking about everything that's going on over at all the schools over Phil Kinley, Roosevelt, the community elementary. So we appreciate you coming on today, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some more for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas.